Piper Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. This is the time of year when lots of you fellows and girls have to make a very important decision. What are you going to do? Will you keep right on eating Wheaties for breakfast during the winter months? Or do you think you'll have to change to some other kind of breakfast until spring comes again? Well, suppose you could ask your favorite champion athletes what they think about eating Wheaties in the wintertime. Pinky Higgins of the American League champion baseball team, the Detroit Tigers, says, Wheaties are swell, and that goes for the winter months as well as the summer. Or take that famous golfing star, Gene Sarazen. Gene tells you, my favorite breakfast is Wheaties with milk and my favorite fruit, bananas. There's the dish that hits the spot with me the whole year round. Why, well, I say, I can go on and give you the names of champions in almost every line of sport who eat Wheaties right through the year. There's George Myers, the United Airlines pilot, and Adele Inge, the ice skating champion, and Tuffy Lehmans, the great halfback of the New York Giants football team. Yes, these are some of the champions who make Wheaties their number one favorite in spring and summer, as well as right now in the fall and winter. You see, here's one very important reason why Wheaties are a top-notch dish for your training diet this time of year. Those toasted Wheaties flakes with the champion flavor are jam-packed with heat energy units to help keep you warm when the weather gets chilly. In fact, you can eat Wheaties every single morning this winter without having to switch over even once to a hot cooked breakfast, because Wheaties give you the same number of these important heat energy units to help keep you warm as you'd get from an equal amount of hot whole wheat. So, if you're like these champion athletes who eat Wheaties all year round, if you'd rather have Wheaties for breakfast every morning, you can keep right on enjoying that good Wheaties flavor. You can take your nourishing athlete's breakfast of real whole wheat in the form of those crisp, golden brown flakes you like to eat. And when you pour milk or cream on your Wheaties and top that dish off with your favorite kind of fruit, you're having a genuine breakfast of champions. I'm asking you, could you want a better breakfast than that? You'd better get yourself some Wheaties. And now, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Jack, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim, on the way to the country of the headhunters in the Philippines, are in a real predicament. High up in a narrow trail in the mountains of Luzon, their car is blocked by a landslide across the trail. And coming up the narrow mountain trail behind them is the unscrupulous adventurer, Dr. Shapata, with Blackbeard and others. Shapata was following Uncle Jim to steal an important chart and luminous ring, which Uncle Jim needs to locate some valuable lost uranium. But Jack, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim may have friends in need. They have just rescued a little Negrito savage from the landslide, and the rest of his tribe is watching from the mountainside above them, their bow and arrows ready for action. And now, Jack and the others are standing by their blocked car, watching Shapato and his gang approach, and wondering how they're going to get the Negrito tribe to help them. Listen.
Uncle Jim, won't you let me destroy that chart now so Shapato and Blackbeard can't get it? I know I've memorized it.
Not yet, Jack. A lot of things may happen before we get to the Sulu Sea. You may forget the location of the wrecked ship by that time.
But, Uncle Jim, what are we going to do? Are we just going to wait here and let them overtake us?
We don't want to take to the mountains, Betty, and abandon our car.
Gosh, whiz, I'll bet these Negritos would help us somehow if we could only tell them that we needed help.
I'll bet they would, too, Billy. Look at that little chap we just saved. He scurried up the mountainside. Look, there's a group of little Negritos around him. He's showing them where we dressed his cuts.
He's pointing out that bandage that Uncle Jim put on. Well, he's as proud as a peacock of that bandage.
Well, that's all right, buddy, but that's not going to help us when Shapato and Blackbeard and Lazaro and Michelle get here.
If we could only speak their dialect, we'd get more than their friendship. I bet they'd use their bows and arrows for us.
Well, we wouldn't want to do that, Jack. Remember that those arrows probably have poisoned tips.
But Shapato wouldn't mind using them against us if he had a chance.
You're right, buddy. But even so, I'd hate to have to fight them off that way. It's too uncivilized.
If only another landslide had come down just like that last one, right between us and Shapato's car.
Oh, that'd be just too wonderful.
It'd be just too lucky, Betty. Though I shouldn't wonder if this whole road slid down the mountainside soon. It's wet as a sponge now.
Look, Uncle Jim, one of the Negritos is coming down toward us.
That's surprising. They're such shy little fellows that they seldom get close to a white man.
He looks a little taller than the rest of them. I bet you he's the chief of the tribe.
He's got his bow with him and a quiver full of arrows.
They all have their bows and arrows with them, Betty.
But he's holding his bow in such a queer manner. Wonder what he's going to do with it.
I think I know what he's going to do with it, Betty. He's going to give it to us.
Give it to us?
I think he's going to give it to us as a token of friendship for what we did. See? He's holding it out to me as he comes.
That's just what he's going to do, Uncle Jim. I think we ought to give him something to seal the bargain, don't you?
We certainly should, Jack.
But what on earth can we do with a bow and a bunch of arrows?
Well, we can take them back to Hudson High, Betty. That'll make the fella sit up and take notice.
If Shepardo and Blackbeard and the others ever let us get back to Hudson.
Look, Jack, he's giving the bow and arrows to Uncle Jim. I've got just the thing to give him, Billy. Here, Uncle Jim, here's my special boat knife. Offer that to him.
Well, that's a fine idea, Jack. I'll open the blade and give it to him.
Look, Billy, he's taking it. He's grinning. Why, he's as pleased as punch.
I'll say he is. Now, if we can only get the idea across to him that we need some help. Uncle Jim is trying the sign language on him, Billy. He's pointing to Shepardo's car. Look at Uncle Jim frown and make a ferocious face. That ought to get the idea across.
Yeah, the Negrito is looking at the car, too, but he just doesn't understand.
Oh, I just know he thinks that Shepardo and the others are friends of ours.
Uncle Jim had better get his idea across quickly. Shepardo's almost here. Uncle Jim, I have an idea. May I try it?
Go ahead, Jack. Anything to make him understand that we don't want Shepardo near us.
Come on, Billy. We're going to throw stones at Shepardo's car. That'll tell the Negrito chief what we think of Shepardo.
Oh, that's a swell idea, Jack. Betty, you be picking up all the loose stones you see. Hand them over to Jack and me.
Jack, I've always wanted to throw stones. Can I throw some, too?
Well, the car's too far away for you to hit, Betty. Better let Billy and me do the throwing. Here's a good-sized one. Look up. Here goes the first pitch of the game. Oh, not far enough, Jack. I'll try one. Hey. You missed too, Billy. I'll get the range this time. Look out.
Oh, that was a perfect shot, Jack. Let's say you do that, Billy.
Oh, okay, Betty, here goes.
Billy, you broke their windshield.
Look, Jack, look at the Negrito. He's beginning to understand.
Hold it, Jack. Don't throw any more for a while. I think our friend's getting the idea.
Jumpin' Jiminy, Jack. Look at the Negritos on the mountainside. They're getting the idea, too. They're all looking at Geppetto's car, and they're getting their bows and arrows ready.
Look, the Negrito is taking the bow and arrows from Uncle Jim. He's getting ready to shoot at Geppetto's car.
Uncle Jim is holding his arm and shaking his head. The Negrito understands. He's lowering his bow. But he's just itching to have a shot at the car.
Geppetto has stopped his car, Jack. He knows now that something is up.
I bet he knows it. If I saw a Negrito standing in the middle of the trail pointing a bow and arrow at me, I'd guess that something was up, too.
Look, Jack. Blackbeard's getting out of the car.
Why, he's coming here. Geppetto's sending him here to see what's up. Look up the mountainside, Jack. All of the Negritos are getting behind trees. They're not going to let Blackbeard see them.
Well, Jack, your idea worked like a charm. The Negritos know that Geppetto and the others are not our friends.
We'll have to be careful now that they don't puncture Blackbeard full of arrow holes.
Uncle Jimmy's aiming his bow and arrow at Blackbeard.
Hey there, no, nothing doing. We let that big man come and talk to us.
Gosh, old Willikins, he acts as if he understood Uncle Jim. He's lowering his bow.
But he's not slinging it over his shoulder, Billy. He's keeping it ready for instant action.
Oh, look at Blackbeard come. He looks scared to death. He doesn't know what the Negrito's going to do.
Ahoy there, Captain Fairfield. Got an old sea dog come up under a flag of truce?
All right, Blackbeard. We'll hear what you have to say.
The chief sent me to you to make you see reason, Captain Fairfield. Blow me golly west if I can talk to with that little black savage a finger in his bow and arrow.
You were lucky he didn't feather one into you, Blackbeard. Uncle Jim stopped him just in time.
I don't like his looks, Jim. A backstab I do.
He won't hurt you, Blackbeard, unless we give him the word.
Well, Captain Fairfield, I'm speaking to you man to man. Ram me on a reef of ain't. Now, the chief says...
You mean Shepardo says, Blackbeard.
Well, have it your own way, Jack. But Dr. Shepardo is making you a fair and honorable proposal, Captain Fairfield. He could take the ring and chart from you if he wanted to, not give you a thing. But seeing as I'm a friend of yours, he says he'll still go 50-50 with you. You give him the chart and the ring, and he'll sail the Black Shark to the Sulu Sea with you, get the lost uranium, and give you half of it. Now, how about it?
Tell Shepardo I refuse his offer. I won't have any dealings with him.
Now, Captain Fairfield, I warn you...
Save your breath, Blackbeard. That uranium-235 holds the secret of atomic power. The nation that gets it can rule the world. Geppetto wants to sell that uranium to whoever will pay the most for it. I'm going to get it for the scientists of the United States. And that's my final answer.
So that's your last word, is it, Captain Fairfield? Maybe you don't realize there's four of us in that car.
That's all right, Blackbeard. There are four of us here, not counting Betty.
Hey, you ain't counting you and Billy as a man apiece, are you, Jack? And as for that little dark savage and his toy bow and arrow, we'll make short work of him, split McCourt if we don't.
better be careful how you talk about that little fellow, Blackbeard. His arrows are poisoned arrows.
Oh, what's that? You say he's got poisoned arrows there?
That's right, Blackbeard. And I'll bet he can split an apple on your head at 50 paces.
You can't threaten me, Jack Armstrong. I'm under a flag of truce. I got your Uncle Jim's word for it, and he's a man of his word.
That flag of truce only lasts until you get back to your car, Blackbeard.
That'll be long enough, Captain Fairfield. And when I get back to my car, you'll be sorry you were so stubborn. Roll McDonald's under if you won't.
Just what'll you do when you get back to your car, Blackbeard?
You'll find out, Captain Fairfield. Maybe you didn't think much about it, but we're armed. Why, when we get through with this dark midget, he'll never point his bow and arrow at a white man again. And when we get through with you, Jack Armstrong, you'll know better than to smash up our windshield.
Wait a minute there, Blackbeard. I'm the one that made that bullseye, not Jack.
Then so much the worse for you, Billy. The chief was fair mad about that. Ripped my royals or he wasn't.
I get some of the credit for that, Blackbeard. I helped find the stones.
We won't forget that either, Betty. And now, Captain Fairfield, if you've nothing more to say, I'll get back to my car. And don't you forget, I'm under a flag of truce.
I won't forget, Blackbeard. But you'd better think twice when you get back. It'd be a shame to have a hail of arrows come whizzing into that open car of yours.
What do you mean, a hail of arrows? Why, this one little half-naked savage wouldn't get more than one arrow in the air before we'd fix him.
Perhaps he wouldn't, Blackbeard. But take a look, up on the side of the mountain.
All right, Captain Fairfield, I'm a-looking. What's up there that you're so proud of?
Billy, there's not a Negrito to be seen.
Oh, Jim and Jimmy, where are they all going to?
They're hiding behind the trees, Jack. I saw them all hide behind trees the instant Blackbeard came here.
Well, Captain Fairfield, I'm still a-looking up the side of the mountain. Maybe my eyesight is poor, but back in the tops of the pie, I see anything but trees and stones.
You may not see them, Blackbeard, but there's a whole tribe of Negritos there, and they're friends of ours.
And everyone has a bow and arrow, Blackbeard. The moment Uncle Jim gives the word, well, you can guess what had happened.
You can't bluff me. You got this one poor little savage with you, and that's all. I'll be a-going now, Captain Fairfield.
All right, Blackbeard, go on. But when you get back to the car, you'd better tell Chapato what I said about that tribe of Negritos. Perhaps he'll have more sense than you have.
You don't think the chief is going to be bluffed, do you, Captain Fairfield? Why, I won't even wait for breath of telling him such a yarn.
Look at Blackbeard hurry back, Billy. He's still afraid he might find his hat knocked off with an arrow.
Look, Jack. Look up on the side of the mountain. The Negritos are coming out again from behind the trees.
And they're getting their bows and arrows ready for action. Oh, I wish Blackbeard had seen them.
He'll know they're there soon enough, Betty.
They're starting their motor. It looks as if they're coming.
Yes, and we've got to decide what to do quickly. If we can't restrain those Negritos, the air will be thick with arrows.
Well, the stage is getting all set for one big surprise for Chapato and Blackbeard and the others. But say, will Uncle Jim be able to hold back that tribe of Negritos when Chapato starts trouble? If he can't, well, it's just going to be too bad for Chapato and Blackbeard and Lazaro. There's a specially thrilling time coming, and you can bet you won't want to miss it. So be on hand, all of you, at the same time next Monday for another exciting episode in the Country of the Headhunters with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, while you're thinking about it, be sure to ask Mother to get you some Wheaties this weekend. Boy, those Wheaties flakes will taste mighty good for breakfast tomorrow and Sunday. And you're all set to start the weekend in champion style if you'll ask for Wheaties now.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties? For wheat is the best.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye till Monday for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout.